Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. It's been a long time. a lot happened in life, but we back. Training never stopped, but just a lot of things happened. So back to give my opinion and thoughts on, you know, fitness and any tips, you know, I always throw in there, but start things off. This new virus is around, canceling a lot of events, canceling a lot of sporting events and shows when it comes to bodybuilding. But for the natural federations, natural competitions that I do, you know, I'm very grateful that nothing has changed, only postponement, which I think is a good thing for the competitors, for the spectators. Will always be a good thing to have something postponed to make sure everything is good to go. No one is sick. No one is, for things not to slow down, which is always a good thing. So I'm very grateful for that. I also want to get into another thing here when it comes to calisthenics and body weight. Now, I've been doing calisthenics and body weight for the last 2 years, mixed with light bodybuilding. I've proved that twice, getting on stage, doing strictly body weight and calisthenics for almost 2 years. Got on stage twice and placed pretty well. But this new virus that's out and around now, it's very interesting how, you know, people think that body weight and calisthenics is mediocre, when now they kind of have no choice but to do that kind of training because a lot of the gyms are closed down, you know. And this is what you don't want to. So many people came around and said, oh, you know, I do push-ups or pull-ups as a finisher, or I do push-ups and pull-ups as a warm-up before the actual training starts. And I'm like, wow, you know, the reason I switched over to body weight is because I wanted to try something different. I always did, you know, calisthenics in my bodybuilding training, but I didn't look at it as a finisher or a warm-up. I just did it in between sets, you know. But after 2018, I started, after the season was done, I religiously just started strictly doing body weight. You know, I still hit weights for legs, but I still can get a good workout with just a kettlebell for legs, you know, even, and body weight, or just have like 2 10-pound plates and still get a good workout in with legs, just body weight as well. I always say I'm not a really big believer in adding weights to pull-ups. Same deal with push-ups. You can use resistance bands for push-ups for added resistance. When it comes to pull-ups, up your calories. You know, that's my suggestion for that, because so many people you see do pull-ups, you see them do calisthenics. Pull-ups for that matter, as I was saying before, but then they throw a weight belt on and they put on these crazy amounts of weight and the form is off. You know, they're really not getting anything out of the pull-up. They're not getting over the bar. You know, like I said, the form is lacking. You know, they're trying too hard, to give validation from others, you know, especially in social media. And you get the wrong message from people that's watching, that give you recognition for saying, man, great job, you know, beast, you know, awesome, this and that. And you may see it and say, you know, they're not getting over the bar, or their form is not that good. They're struggling. You know, the weight's too heavy. You know, you're going to see things like that. And the wrong message will give that person a boost, thinking that everything's good because they're getting the validation from other people that think that they're doing the right thing when it comes to the exercise, when actually the form is off, you know, the weight's too heavy. It's not being performed to its full potential, you know, so you're kind of shorting yourself, and whoever's watching is learning, thinking that's the way to do it, and that's not always a good thing, because there's always someone watching, there's always someone getting, taking notes, you know, and I think it's not a good thing to try to showboat. Instead, it's bad now that a lot of calisthenic influencers think that being flashy online on social media is the way to go, because a lot of people are looking and saying, wow, that looks crazy. You know, that's goals. You know, I'm trying to get to that. But what a lot of people still forget is that, hey, you got to have the basics. You cannot put the basics to the side and try to keep doing all these flashy moves, and someone sees you do it and they're like, you know, wow, that's great. Again, for sure, it's a good accomplishment, but still, you got to have the basics. That's with any exercise training. You got to have the basics. You got to have the foundational basics. The basics aren't crap. So many people look at the basics as mediocre. They look at it, the basics as, you know, that's boring. Okay. But the basics is what's going to keep you in shape. The basics is what's going to keep you loose. The basics is going to keep you primed. The basics is going to help longevity. You know, it's not trying to be doing all these flashy moves, and it's not building any muscle. It's not building the physique. It's showboating. The basics is always going to keep you in shape. They're going to always keep you cut. They're always going to keep you shaped, you know, and a lot of people forget to throw the basics in. Same thing with weightlifting and bodybuilding. So many people look at the basics as like, it's boring. It's crap. You know, it's not exciting. You know, the basics with anything is I think always should be number one. You know, all this other flashy moves and, you know, that's all fine and dandy. You know, you use that at competitions, you know, when it arises, it's always good to sharpen the craft, you know, sharpen your skills. But when it comes to the basics, someone's always watching. And, push-ups and pull-ups do not always be performed with good form all the time, because someone's doing the move, someone who's doing a lot of this flashy stuff, when you see them do the basics, sometimes it looks like they're struggling to get a good set. And I'm looking at that and I'm saying, man, you know, that should have been easier. But I said, you're doing all this flashy stuff that you're still not focusing on the basics, you know. Also, I can almost guarantee, you know, a lot of these influencers on social media is going to try to capitalize or try to give their two cents on body weight training when you barely see them do any body weight training at all. But they come around and say, you know, oh, I got this ebook on body weight training and you know, a month's training program. And I'm like, hey, you don't have no training, barely any bodyweight exercises on your page or even on your social media channel, and you're trying to give advice to someone about bodyweight training when you in turn don't practice that very much at all. and you're trying to give someone else advice on it. And I think that's where fitness is going to the wayside a little bit when it starts doing that. It starts going left field. You want to give people tips on something that you're good at, to where the form looks good. But you don't want to try to give them tips on something like body weight training when you're not really doing body weight training. And all of a sudden you have this program on body weight training. You have to practice what you preach. Cannot put a body weight program in the ebook and try to have people go there and purchase it, let alone look at it. It's always good to go look at something. But if you're trying to sell it, you know, and you're not doing any kind of body weight training, you have to give people a reason to go over there and check it out. So, hey, put body weight training on your page and do it often, you know, and make sure the form looks good. Make sure that, hey, this helped me build this physique, but you have to show that it helped build the physique. You can't just do like a couple of moves or one or two videos of bodyweight training. And you know, because there's a lot of people out there that's very, very, you know, believable to other people. People go there and say, wow, they built that physique like that. That's half the story, you know. So this whole virus that's going around, body weight training is coming out of the woodwork. There are still people that got home gyms. There's people that got gyms in their garages, you know, that they run themselves, you know. But by state law, whatever state you're in, if they shut down, you know, gyms are one of those places. But if you have a gym inside your home, or if you have a gym inside your basement, or if you have a gym in your garage, I'm not sure if that still complies, but it's not outside. It's your own home, personal gym. So, I mean, it's your home. It's on your property. So you can open shop anytime you want. Well, when it comes to opening it up to the public, that's a whole different ballgame. I'm not sure how that works. But that's pretty much what the podcast is going to be about today. Just, you know, touching base, getting back on the podcast, giving my thoughts and opinions on the virus and what's the steps the fitness industry and, you know, is what's going on, you know, with each person. Someone tries to capitalize on something and they're not, and there's something to where they don't do home workouts very often, or they don't do any kind of body weight training very often. It's all about weights. So now that body weight training is, as I said, taking the front seat drive, a lot of people are hopping on the wagon saying, oh, you know, here's a good body weight workout. And I'm like, man, you know, I talked about this a long time ago. I said, listen, so many people think body weight training is so mediocre, it's so boring, that it's so yesterday, that no one does it. People do it as a finisher or they do it as a warm up. I said, one of these days, what if all the gyms close down? What are you guys going to do then? I said, people are going to lose their mind. They're going to go crazy. And you see people doing body weight training and they're like, oh, you know, that's, you know, that's nothing. Okay. The gyms are closed now, so I see a lot of people kind of making do, but, you know, I want a lot of people to remember this moment when all the gyms are closed down and body weight training came to kind of save the day, you know. I want a lot of people to keep that in mind. So everyone, as always, stay safe, train hard, go hard. You know, never quit your journey in training. That'll be all for today. Everybody take it easy. Peace.